Welcome to Classical Conversations on Homeschooling, cultivating a love of learning through a Christian worldview. Here is Classical Conversations homeschooling advocate, Lee Bortons.
I'm in the studio this week with Jeremiah Wentz, and he's a second-generation homeschooling father, and I know that a lot of our listeners don't get to hear from grown-ups. What is it as a second-generation homeschooler you hope to achieve with your family?
Oh, man, Lee, that's such a big question. My mom started homeschooling in 1983. So she homeschooled all five of us. My oldest brother went to kindergarten in the public school. And ever after that, we were all homeschooled and we're all mildly successful functioning adults, I guess. So I think it worked okay. So that's really kind of taught me what I do and what I don't want to do with my kids. You know, our goal is to raise our kids to be better than ourselves. And so we look at the way we were raised and try to figure out, what can I improve on? What do I want to receive? What do I want to reject? What do I want to redeem? And really, what was the Wild West of homeschooling? I mean, you remember that,
yes,
Lee.
Mm-hmm.
There were no rules. Nobody really knew what to make of it. A lot of things were still being settled in the courts. There were no systems like we have now with CC, where it's pretty much just plug and play to help parents, you know what to do. I'll tell you that the best thing that it taught me was the importance of lack of structure. And let me go back and qualify that, because it's important to have structure, but it has to be a very fluid, flexible structure where you can say, these are the things that we're going to accomplish, but we may not always get to them in the same time period each day, and we may not always get to them in the same amount each week, as long as we cover them and as long as we're flexible with how we approach them based on the kids and the things that God puts in our path each day. I think the best way to put it is say, this is our big picture of homeschooling. We're going to write that goal in pen, but our strategy of how we're going to get there, we're going to put it in pencil, and we're just going to feel our way out through that.
You've been listening to Classical Conversations on Homeschooling with Lee Bortons. To learn more, visit classicalconversations.com.